This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Butler's attorney, I would just come to the judge and hand him the piece of paper that showed Jimmy Butler being the one on a Miami Heat team in 2023 to take him to the finals. So I bring that up for the people that think this might be a mirage. We need to see more. I get that. But at the end of the day, when this dude is on, he has been the anchor to a team, Stani, that was in the AC and ended up in the finals. Yeah, they didn't win, but if we talk about intangibles, the things that is on his resume to get that Heat team twice to that plateau, I think they're staying power in what we're watching early.
888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. Warriors tonight at Dallas, and I'll tell you what,
man,
that atmosphere in Dallas is going to be nasty tonight.
It's already
nasty all week. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. So if you haven't heard, the Warriors are obviously playing in Dallas tonight. And Dallas, their fans, a majority of them are really not happy about the Luka Doncic trade. They've been having protests out in front of the arena. They've had fans ejected in a big way.
They want refunds for season tickets.
Two nights ago, they had a bunch of people ejected. They had signs they had to confiscate. There have been death threats. Nico Harrison, the general manager, can't sit in his normal courtside seat because he's getting heckled. It's a bad scene right now in Dallas. And the one thing I thought of is, man, Dallas is in a worse place right now, it feels like, than Joe Lacob was the night he got booed off the stage during the Chris Mullin retirement jersey celebration.
And that is a great call, and I'll say this to that. You know, as much as, and my gosh, Monte was my guy, Stani, but I got to tell you, he hadn't had on his ledger taking a team to the finals just the year before, and also taking the team to the Western Conference Finals. So, you know, right now, I'll stand on it. I just feel like this is the worst trade ever, and something's going on. But let me ask you this, Donnie, because as a parent, you make decisions, and you don't care what the disappointed kids think. You're doing it for the betterment of them, and they'll figure that out later. Do you think if Dallas ownership could could see that this was going to be the reaction, would they have done it? I know that's heavy, but I'm starting. I really wonder.
It's a good question. I'm not really sure. I think, though, that if they would have, obviously they only talked to the Lakers and they had some dialogue with the Heat, but for the most part, nobody else knew. I mean, if they would have put the word out throughout the league that Luka Doncic is available, yeah, they would have had a lot of inquiries.
Yes.
But I do think that once the Dallas Mavericks fans would have seen that the team is shopping Doncic, they would have come out of the woodwork at that point, and who knows, maybe. I don't think a reaction should ever, you know, influence you one way or the other if you think it's a basketball move. I mean, when the Warriors traded Monte Ellis for Bogut, I mean, they traded Monte Ellis for a guy who was hurt and wouldn't play the rest of the year, and Warrior fans were very upset at that point, and they hadn't even had any success the previous 8 or 10 years.
Now, you've had some time, some days to sleep on it. We all have. But let me just double back and ask you, Stani. I know a lot of people, I'm not one of them, are concerned about his weight and, you know, what it'll be in year 4 or 5 from now. Now that you've had time, the dust to settle on everything that's going on with the fans' reaction, do you still understand the trade from Dallas standpoint, ownership standpoint? Because I don't.
Yeah, I do. I do. You can disagree with it, but yeah, I know exactly what they're thinking. Luka Doncic was in line for a supermax, and that was $325 million, which is $75, $80 million a year. And I do believe, you know, Nico Harrison, the general manager, apparently has a history with Kobe Bryant, history with Michael Jordan, and when he thought about the supermax, he probably thought, you know what, as great as Doncic is, he's not in those, you know, in that kind of group. That's obviously what he thought. He would have never traded Luka Doncic if he were sure that he was going to be in great shape for the next 10 years and take the game very seriously. But again, it's a gutsy move.
Yeah, no doubt, Stani, but real quick, you talked about, and I know we're not in Dallas, you talked about, you know, not having the fans privy so that reaction wouldn't happen before they actually pulled the trade. But what's uncanny to me is when you think about Mikal Bridges and the numerous firsts that came in that package, and you talk about other trades, how could the great thus far Luka Doncic not net you or anything equivalent to that is what's maddening.
Well, I would say to answer that question, I would say first, I don't think we're seeing a lot of deals like Mikal Bridges anymore where there's 4 or 5 picks. Secondly, and again, I'm just giving you my thoughts from their side. I'm not saying I agree with it, or I don't agree with it, but the Dallas Mavericks got an NBA champion and a great player. I mean, Anthony Davis is a great player, so when you get back a great player, then you're not going to get as many draft picks. You know, if they ended up trading him for Austin Reeves, obviously they would have probably gotten 3 or 4 draft picks. But Anthony Davis and Max Christie and a first-round pick, could they have gotten more? Maybe.
But I like Christie.
They obviously just were not comfortable paying Luka Doncic that much money. Let's go to Christian in Walnut Creek. Hey, Christian, how you doing, man?
Hey, good. Thanks for taking my call, y'all. First time caller, long time listener. Love listening to you guys. Get me through a lot of long drives here and there all across the Bay all day. So appreciate
right on,
that.
Man.
Just wanted to say a couple things about, you know, the Jimmy Butler fit and, like, the long-term perspective you guys have been kind of hitting on this morning. First thing, you know, I think it's easy to forget this man's credentials just because of what's gone down in Miami the last, let's call it, like, year and a half, right? You go back since the finals, kind of how rough things have gotten, and then you look at the body of work, though, that this guy has. You know, talking about a 6-time All-Star, talking about 5-time All-NBA, and 5-time All-NBA defense. And that's something that Steph has never had, whether it's, you know, any of his running mates, he's never had that. Outside of somebody like Clay, And I think in this era, if you're looking at two-way players, especially guards, you could put Jimmy Buckets' resume up against any two-way guard or can slant over to the three that's been around in this era. And for that reason alone, I think it's going to fit. What were we always talking about is point of attack defense. Jimmy's got that. We need somebody who can draw fouls. He's got that. We need somebody who can attack the defense. He's got that. So I'm just curious on your guys' thought on that perspective.
Yeah, I mean,
echoes what you were just like. I'm not denying it, Stoney, but
what?
Anthony Davis. I know he's a great, but he has an injury history too. So you're right. Something they got something in return, but
well, the caller's talking about like how Butler has impacted this team, and I wonder if we did lose sight of how good this player was because we haven't seen him a lot this year. I mean, the one thing that's clear is if you're a Warrior fan or you're just a basketball fan who watches the Warriors, their game tonight against Dallas is more exciting than it would have been
had
the Warriors not acquired Jimmy Butler. And now,
what if I go season, Stoney? The season has that feel to it.
Well, right now it does, yeah. I mean, the Warriors are probably a team that thinks they can make some noise right now, and we'll see. By the way, coming up in the 12 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving a spot out for our knockout tournament at Chase Center. So you got to listen during the 12 o'clock hour, and also we're going to be giving away tickets during the crossover to the Rising Stars game on Friday and All-Star practice in Oakland on Saturday. Mm-hmm. On Saturday. Yeah, you know, I'm just thinking about, like, when I think of Dallas and where they're at right now, I think this is probably the lowest point in their franchise's history. And I was just thinking about, you know, the Warriors have had a couple moments like that. Obviously, the Lakers getting booed, but, you know,
that started the dynasty. Warriors, Monte Trey.
Yeah, Warriors ownership back in 1995, I believe, when they were refurbishing the Oakland Arena, they played a year ago in San Jose, and Chris Cohan was the owner. Many people probably don't remember this.
I do.
But Chris Cohan was the owner. They had to play a season in San Jose while the arena in Oakland was getting fixed, and Chris Cohan informed all the season ticket holders that if they did not renew in San Jose, that they would lose their status back in Oakland the year later. So you had a lot of people, let's say from Marin, who were season ticket holders who would drive to Oakland, and the organization said, well, now you got to drive all the way to San Jose or you're going to lose your seats for the refurbished arena.
Wow.
And that was one of the low points for the Golden State Warriors because they weren't a very good team, and they were placing those restrictions on the fans.
You know what? Just for storytelling, study, I love that one, and that's a nightmare on how to treat your fan base. But maybe I'm so discombobulated when it comes to this Luka trade. Now, this is not the best parallel, but I'm going for it. Maybe it's bringing back the Chris Webber trade to me. That hurt and crushed me, especially, it wasn't the finals, but they went to the playoffs. It was ready, and that just was ripped out underneath us, and maybe that's why I feel some type of way about what they're dealing with in Dallas with Luka.
Yeah.
People loved him, Stoney.
I mean, we only got to know Weber for one year. I mean, Doncic has been in Dallas for, five or six now, maybe even more.
We had a commercial with him dunking on Barkley. Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Jimmy Butler has changed the dynamic of the Golden State Warriors. How much of a believer are you now after just two games? Are you ready to say that the Warriors may have pulled one off here, or do you need to see more? Do you need to see Jimmy Butler put this together for a month or so? 888-957-9570 is the number. Tune in for Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. That segment was brought to you by San Francisco International Airport. And don't forget, 12 o'clock hour, we're going to be giving away a spot in our knockout tournament. 12 o'clock hour on 95.7 The Game.
Money and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Warriors at Dallas tonight, 6:30 start. You can catch it all.
I can't wait.
Starting at 5:30 on Warriors Live. And the Dallas Mavericks are short-handed in a monster way. You got to win this game tonight. Anthony Davis out. Daniel Gafford out.
Oh, my God.
Derek Lively out. P.J. Washington questionable. Dante Exum questionable. So
Warriors minus 5.5.
Yeah.
Book it.
Are you going to bet on the Warriors
already
tonight?
Done. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, they hot. Last Tuesday.
Don't forget to listen during the 12 o'clock hour. We're going to give away a spot in our knockout tournament. And at Chase Center, you wanted to ask me something?
Yes, Donnie. Listen, man, the people don't know. Some do. We are family. And what I'm about to share with you and you all, I really need your honest opinion of what I'm about to tell you. I'm walking in to get to work, and George pulls up in an Uber. I'm 6'4".
Okay.
And I hear Guru. And you know my line is, what's your name? Because I'm going to shout you out. Like, I learned that from you. And George goes, I love the show, you and Steiny. Yeah. I gave him the bro hug. I'm like, man, I'm already feeling good. And he asked me this, is that really you? And I said to myself, yeah, Daryl Stein. Then I said, is he thinking what I do is an act? How would you, like, because I'm still kind of trembling and bothered, like, what was he insinuating when he said, is that really you?
Well, he wanted to know if some of your outlandish takes you actually believe in, or you're just saying so that people give you a reaction.
Oh, stop. Well, this is who I am.
Well, and
easiest job in the world.
And sometimes it's quite frankly unbelievable.
Wow. George kind of hurt me. He looked deep in my eyes. Is that really you?
By the way, I've gotten some people on the text line in the YouTube chat, and they want to know if you've been able to look into Jimmy Butler's eyes yet.
See,
maybe through the screen. And what do you see when you look in those pupils and irises and corneas?
This is nothing against Andrew Wiggins, because
we
were always looking into the eyes because he had all the talent. And we all understood and loved him still because he didn't, you know, he couldn't tap into it every day. But we're talking about a killer. We're talking about a psycho egomaniac like Gary Payton II, Xavier McDaniel. Evan, when I talk about guys that have that Jedi, I don't need to look in the eyes. And that's why I was excited when he was coming to town. And I'm going to say this, because he's not a family member or friend, Jimmy Butler. Hopefully we get to meet him, Stoney. But I am shocked, and I know a lot of us are fickle. I demonstrate that at times. But a lot of people were poisoned or were turned off about what happened with them in Miami, as opposed to just giving them a clean slate. But now I feel like that line is growing after the basketball component of it has shown us, you know, a little taste. But it's like, man, in every facet of life, Donnie, one relationship and one person's reputation doesn't mean it's going to be your same experience.
Yeah, you don't hold people accountable. So
no,
he's here now, and he's
thank God we don't have to drop. But you know, yeah,
look, I need to see what it looks like if it gets bumpy. I don't know what it'll look like if it gets bumpy with Jimmy Butler. I know if they keep winning games, they're less likely to get bumpy. But I mean, he can start with a fresh slate, but you got to acknowledge what's happened in the past,
right.
Got to be something that's, you know, in your mind, or at least in the back of your mind.
Now, I don't want to go, you know, we're having a fun day, Stoney, but I'm going to keep it real, you know? If those same people are going to judge, Tupac said only God can judge, if those same people are going to judge and have a problem with what Jimmy did, I'll say this. You know, I'm sorry, Dre, but I'm bringing it up. He's never socked it. Well, I guess he almost got into a scuffle in Minnesota with his teammates, but he's never done anything like that. And if we can love Dre, we can love, damn sure love Jimmy, that's all.
Yeah. Everybody's got their flaws,
yeah.
Even me. Well, flaw. I have a flaw, not multiple.
Evan's got it on camera.
I got the evidence.
Yeah, we just took a picture with the great Festus Ezeli.
Festus Ezeli is 7-1.
On a good day.
But what were you doing?
I was on my tiptoes. With Festus Ezeli? Yes.
Do you think that really helps you, though, when the camera comes out the photo?
3 inches.
I got you.
Quit
gets
cheating.
Me 3 inches.
Yeah, you cheat.
I'm just saying.
So when the game is 7-1, really, and I say 4-4, it's the same as you on your tippy toes.
Not even close. Not.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not even close. Terrible analogy, if I must say so myself. By the way, the Athletic had an interesting story written by Anthony Slater.
I saw it
today, and you know, it was about Jonathan Kuminga and what the Jimmy Butler acquisition might mean for Jonathan Kuminga. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, but today I think we have a little more clarity on it. Anthony Slater talked to Joe Lacob, and I'm just going to read it to you because it's a quick back and forth between Lacob and Anthony Slater. In a recent interview with Joe Lacob, the Athletic asked if Jimmy Butler's addition would complicate Jonathan Kuminga's future. Why? Said Lacob. Because Butler's salary next season is $25.9 million more than Andrew Wiggins was scheduled to make. Lacob said, so? So, Lacob and the Warriors are still committed to paying what it takes to keep Kuminga, who will enter a thin market as maybe the most intriguing wing target. Absolutely, Lacob said, 100%. Are you kidding me? I love that guy. We love him. So, Joe Lacob making it sound like, you know, he'll go into the tax again. if he needs to sign Jonathan Kuminga. I'd wait and see on that one to see how the year plays out, because if Jimmy Butler's for real and Kuminga comes back and they get into the playoffs, yeah, then I think you have a decision to make with Kuminga. But if this doesn't work and the Warriors don't make it into the playoffs, and now it's the offseason and Kuminga wants his money, can you go into the luxury tax again for a team that hasn't made the playoffs 2 years in a row? Like, I know it's easy to say Jonathan Kuminga right now is going to be a Warrior for a while, but that to me is based on the team having success this year and carrying it into the offseason.
Well, I'm not mad at you, but I told Evan before the show started when he referred me to that article, Stani, I'm sorry. If I were to bet and could, I would double down that Kuminga will be a Warrior, especially when Joe Lacob, the owner, says so. And I know that's just wordplay, but let me ask you this. You're rubbing off on me. Okay, we can't, no matter what happens with the Warriors from this point on, Jonathan Kuminga has missed a big part of the season. So up until this point, how much blame can we really, and I'm not saying that's what you were alluding to, but how much blame can we really say, Kuminga is the reason where we're at right now, pre-Jimmy? My point being, he's only here for two more years, so we think. And Stani, if you think about your word that you always focus on, the future, Jonathan Kuminga will be 24 and 25 years old only then. So I feel like just with that alone, for Kuminga's standpoint, it's bigger than just if they make the playoffs or not. I think Joe Lacob really thinks this dude can be a perennial all-star, and that's why he wasn't included in any deal.
Yeah, first of all, he would have been included in a Durant deal. So that's been out there. So he would have traded Kuminga to get Kevin Durant. He didn't have to for Jimmy Butler. But the one thing, I will say is, I get it. Things look great right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm skeptical that if the Warriors do not make the playoffs this year, boy, it's going to be tough to ask Joe Lacob to start paying that luxury tax penalty again. 888-957-9570. Still, if you're a Kuminga fan, it had to be encouraging to hear Joe Lacob say that he's in the Warriors' plans and that he's Joe Lake. Look, Joe Lacob really, really likes Jonathan Kuminga. There's no doubt about it.
I love him saying so. It just sounds like, something he would say, Stani, and so? Like, I got it. I'll go in there again if I got to. I like JK.
The one thing I want to hear from right now, I'm going to call for some sound, guys. I want to hear the Steve Kerr from Willard and Dibbs yesterday, GW12. Can you guys play the Steve Kerr on the Good Butler interview. Acquisition?
Yeah.
Take a listen.
Yeah.
GW12, it's the top one, because this one to me is kind of interesting.
As much as you hate to see guys go and you grow attached to people, it's always about winning. And, the players understand that and coaches understand that. But, whatever it takes to win, that's what you have to do. And I think ultimately it was obvious we needed a change in this season. We were kind of stuck in mud. And this seems like the best possible move we could have made. And I give Mike Dunleavy a lot of credit. I mean, he's done an incredible job since he's been here.
Yeah, and the part that to me I find intriguing is, of all the guys the Warriors went after, is it possible that this guy, Jimmy Butler, was their fifth option, but he's actually their best fit?
Nah. I love that, Stani, and I feel like, again, it's early. I understand that. But, man, oh, man, I feel like when it's all said and done and the dust settles, that's what we're looking at. You know?
What?
That the guy that might not have been your top choice ended up being the best fit.
Yeah, I mean, again, just through 2 days, and I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the way, but through two games, I would say, I'd prefer Butler over Kevin Durant at this point. From what I saw Butler do in the first two games, I think the Warriors needed a more well-rounded player than Kevin Durant. As great as Kevin Durant is, you know you're getting a 30-point score.
Congrats to him.
But yeah. Jimmy Butler is somebody who can get you 20 and do a lot of other things. And I don't know. I mean,
I'm with you, Steiny.
For the first two games, I don't know if it's going to work for the rest of the season. I don't know, again, what the road getting bumpy looks like. But through two games, the Warriors look like a completely different team.
And you don't need me to give you any love or scratch your back, but if Jimmy Butler pulled up on us, I would tell him, hey, look, man, the dude I work with, he's a killer in regard to he's hard, man. But for you, Steiny, to say and admit, and I got to tell you, all week I've been shocked since the announcement that, hey, I'm not all the way on board. I like what I see. That is really telling me on the guru radar, like, man, this thing is off to a great start for you to be, you know?
Well, I mean, they got to stay healthy.
Well, that
they,
too.
They got to win while they load manage. And, you know, one of the things I heard, and maybe it doesn't matter this year, is that one of the reasons Butler's so good in the postseason is because he coasts during the regular season. Now, I don't think we're going to see that for the rest of this year.
Can't afford it.
That's more of an issue for next year. But, you know, that's one of the things that people say about Jimmy Butler, at least when he was in Miami. But we'll see. And we'll see how the Warriors finish the rest of the season.
Yeah, I can't wait for tonight. And then we follow that in the first half, Steiny, with a game in Houston tomorrow where finally the bottle will stop spinning in regard to the Warriors getting, you know, a little luck in regard to who's not there. Because Dallas, I mean, this is amazing who the Warriors don't have to face tonight.
Yeah, exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. Steiny and Guru joining you from Thrive City. We are adjacent to Chase Center. We're at Splash, the new sports bar right outside the arena, and there's activities going on here. People are starting to trickle in, and this is going to be the place to be this weekend as the 2025 All-Star Game is in San Francisco. I see the TNT putting up their stage, and this is going to be a lot of fun this weekend. Like, I do kind of feel like the All-Star Game's been a little under the radar leading up to this, and let's talk about that for a minute, because a week ago we were talking about if the Warriors don't make a move, the national media is going to come in here,
and
they're going to talk about how Steph Curry, one of the great superstars, doesn't have any help, and the team he's playing for is kind of going down the tubes. And now here it is a week later, the Warriors have Jimmy Butler, and now the narrative is completely changed, and it feels like Steph Curry and what's going on here, now they have the enthusiasm of Warrior fans coming into this weekend instead of feeling a little dread coming
out. Steiny, and you also, I don't want to say you forgot, on top of the two things you mentioned about the scuttlebutt from a national standpoint, how's Curry? Is he happy? Is he going to want to move? Partner, I really thought those shoes were on our feet, because I thought, you know what, they're not going to get Durant. He don't want to come. Jimmy said he didn't want to resign. So it's kind of funny, but Steiny, I really thought that was going to taint my All-Star experience, that when they finally got back to the Bay since 2000, the Warriors are kind of down. There's no answers. They're sitting there 11th with, you know, nothing's looking up. And all of a sudden now, and I've been saving this from you, but I'm ready to roll out with a couple more wins. Oh, my God, Steiny. Are the Warriors going to be that team you don't want to see in the playoffs? You know how we always dub somebody that, no pun intended. But, man, it looks like if they can end this half hot, they got some action.
Yeah, 888-957-9570. I'm going to ask you the same thing that Nahegan asked me before the show, and I didn't quite get it. I'll let you in on something here. I always will go up to the boss, or a lot of times before the show, and I'll say, what do we got? to talk about today? We got nothing to talk about. Of course, I'm kidding. And then he'll always throw one of his ideas out. And so I did that today and said, oh, man, what are we talking about today? We got nothing. And he said, you got to find out what the plan is. And I said, what plan? What are you talking about? And he goes, what's the plan of the fans, the Warrior fans? And I'm like, again, Matt, what are you talking about with the plan with the fans? And he goes, well, you know, Kevin Durant was here for 3 years, and people were excited about him in the beginning, but it seemed like the fans' enthusiasm went away, and then by the time Kevin Durant left, he didn't feel very appreciated. So, goo, if you're a Golden State Warrior fan, and you see the way Kevin Durant viewed his experience here in the Bay, what's the plan for the fans? Do they need a plan for Jimmy Butler?
Man, Stani, I'm telling you, man, I just really feel like I'm hitting a piñata with what I'm about to say, because, again, I disagree that the fans treated him differently. That's just my prerogative. Shout out Bobby Brown. But to answer your question, Dub Nation, the fans are going to, we're going to show the same class, the same wherewithal to recognize good basketball. And once you have that Warrior jersey on, which he does, his first home game will be soon here, he's going to get appreciated just like every other player has been appreciated. And I would just tell the boss, I don't think the fans have that power to even do what he's suggesting. It's just Kevin Durant was a different animal, Steiny. Yeah. And I ain't mad at him. I just don't think I don't feel like the fans treated him any different. He start talking to the media, and that start turning fans off. And that's just how I look at it.
Yeah,
because you and I were doing pre and post stand to that damn arena till 1 a.m.
Yeah,
every night.
Yeah, I'm not going to sugarcoat
him.
It. When you have a guy like Steph Curry, everybody's going to have to take a back seat in terms of the fans. And
now,
you know, if Durant's perception was that he wasn't appreciated here, you know, Jimmy Butler better not feel that way. And the reason I say that is if Jimmy Butler feels that way, then maybe we got a problem in Golden State. But I don't necessarily think that's the case at all.
I got to say something, too.
You know, the boss is talking about, you know, we need to cherish Jimmy.
Of all of Alex, I'm going baseball on you. Of all of Alex Rodriguez's faults, Steiny, he went to New York and he knew he had to take a back seat. He didn't even have to say it to Derek Jeter because he was the guy there. And no matter what happened, Alex could hit 100 home runs. He would never surpass Jeter. I don't believe Alex even thought that that was feasible. But, Steiny, why do I feel like maybe Durant, in a crazy way, deep down, there was that comparison or there was that competition to where he thought he would be more beloved than Curry? And I would just say,
I don't think he thought that.
Okay.
I don't think you'd have to be an idiot to think you're going to come here and supplant Steph
and
Curry.
That's how I feel.
No, I feel like he just didn't get credit. You know, I'm just telling you the way I think. I do think the fans didn't appreciate him as much as they could have. I think that is fair. And I didn't, like, it's not the end of the world, but when you have a player like Steph Curry, everybody's going to have to play in his shadows. And no, do I think the fan? No, I don't think the fans appreciated the greatness of Kevin Durant.
Can I briefly ask you what that means? Is that a clap? Is that a round of applause?
Well, first of all, you know, it wasn't until the end that they started chanting MVP.
But they
chanted it with Steph forever. You know, let's see. You know, the fans. Hey. Steph Curry's their guy. He's always going to be their guy.
Yeah. And look at Clay. Like, it's not just Steph. Clay's an all-timer. Draymond's an all-timer. Iggy's getting his jersey retired here soon. So I guess I would just say, in a crazy way, it's just like the Lakers, Celtics. There's enough to go around, but I guess he felt like it wasn't for him. That's it.
Well, I mean, you know, Bob Myers and Bob Fitzgerald taking a shot at him.
Now, that was real.
During the parade, you got Steve Kerr telling him Michael Jordan important stories in the middle of the playoffs that was caught on mics. You know, I don't know.
I mean, we're so different. Why did I look at that soundbite from Kerr using Mike as me in the same analogy, same sentence, like that was a compliment?
It wasn't a compliment. Any player who's in the NBA knows that there's a saying. If you give the ball up early, you might get it. You'll probably get it back later in the possession. So saying that to Kevin Durant, if I would have been Durant, I would have been like, what do you? No kidding. Like, I don't know. I could see how Durant might have been, I don't know if offended's the right word, but look, he wasn't crazy about being here. He wasn't crazy about the system, and clearly wasn't crazy about Steve Kerr. And here's Jimmy Butler. We'll see how the fans embrace him, but I'll tell you this, if they keep playing like they do, Jimmy Butler's going to be a new fan favorite.
Oh, man.
All right, 888, I see we got some calls lined up. I'll get to you on the other side. 888-957-9570. Don't forget, in the 12 o'clock hour, your chance to earn a spot in the knockout tournament at Chase. Listen during the 12 o'clock hour. Also, tune in for Warriors Wednesday. It's brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Steiny and Guru are out at Chase Center. We're in Thrive City at Splash Sports Bar and Restaurant. Woo. Having a great day. Getting you ready for your All-Star Weekend. But before that, coming up at 12 o'clock, in the 12 o'clock hour, your shot to play Knockout with 95.7 The Game. We'll tell you how to do that in the 12 o'clock hour. Then we have the National Contest, where we're going to tell you how to go to Vegas for the Basketball Championship in March with three guests and $20,000 in your pocket. And then during the crossover, we're going to be giving tickets to Knockout. I'm sorry, not Knockout. We're going to be giving away tickets to the Rising Stars game and the All-Star practice. That's what's going on today. And coming up in about a half hour, we've got Kelly Flato. She's the Executive Vice President and Global Events of the National Basketball Association. She's the one responsible for putting this whole thing together. We'll have a good...
Can't wait.
We'll have a good
got some
chat with her.
T-Lo coming up later on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Legend.
And we got Zaza Pachulia going to join us at 12:45.
Cleveland.
P-Lo, a rapper. Guru will handle that one. Is coming up at 1.
Yeah,
and
him.
At 1:15, Kirk Lakin, Executive Vice
Kirk.
President of Basketball Operations.
Get the champagne.
I don't know how much more time I want to spend on this, but, you know, you were asking me about... Stani, I don't... The disrespect for Durant, I just... Guru. I remember.
All right. I love you, man.
You saying that you wanted... You were in a group of a lot of Warrior fans who wanted to go back to the original team.
Oh, no doubt.
You didn't. You want you wanted the Warriors to go back to their original
it
team.
It still burns in my heart that we got robbed of that.
Well, guess what? That's one of the reasons Kevin Durant felt disrespected.
Hey, I'm not. That's a great pool. Not mad at that at all. Wow, Stani.
And there were a lot of people that, you know, they
wow.
didn't view Durant as important as,
like, he
you know,
was a hired gun, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Trevor in Roanert Park. Hey, Trevor, how you doing, man?
What's up, Matt?
Hey.
Looking forward to seeing you on Sideline Sports on next Wednesday.
Yeah.
You got him. You locked him down. Team, good job,
I
baby.
I got him, dude.
Yeah.
I got him, dude.
I love it.
We'll talk more and see if I can get you on a few more times, too, Guru. I got some
All right.
ideas. But,
yes, sir.
Yep. Yes, sir. So I got a couple of things. I think that I wanted to say something about Kuminga, but since you guys are on the topic of Durant, I want to say I don't know too many fans or people that around me that didn't love having Durant on the team. I think he would have been able to overcome some of that I'm second to Curry kind of thing over time if he would have stayed. But overall, I'll tell you right now, I think the difference between Durant and Butler is clear. It's the mental status, like mental acuity of Butler. He's strong. He's tough. He goes out there. He's not going to give a care what anybody says about him or whether or not the fans want him here or not. Durant was so hurt by everything everybody said. He took it soft. He was soft, and so he left. That's my feelings. You know, Durant could have been more to this team if he just stuck around. That's what I feel.
Yeah.
You know, but with Jonathan Kuminga, I want to say one thing because I've called him a few times and said, I think Jonathan Kuminga is tradable. I still kind of do. I'm not saying I want the Warriors to trade him, but he's been on the Warriors since 2021. And he's asking for a $224 million extension. Has he earned it? That's the only thing I'm saying. He hasn't earned that contract. And so asking for that and expecting that is kind of crazy, I think, in my mind. The kid's good. He can get better, I'm sure. But I need to see that. You got to earn that money. You can't just demand it. I don't understand where those numbers are coming from.
I am kind of with you. Thanks, Trevor. Appreciate the call.
Well, go ahead, Stan.
Well, in Anthony Slater's story today, it said that, you know, Jonathan Kuminga's going to seek a max salary, which is $225, and there's no way you can give him that. I'm sorry. You just cannot. You know, and here's the other thing. I look at a guy like Brandon Ingram. He's 27, and he just got broken off $120 million over 3 years by Toronto. You know how old Brandon Ingram is? He's 27.
Okay.
27. My point is, unfortunately for Jonathan, and it's not his fault, he came into the league at 18 on a team that he couldn't play for because they were going for a championship. He's now 22 years old, but hasn't reached the level that the Warriors had hoped, partly because they were a contender. So, like, the way I look at Jonathan Kuminga is he's making 7.5. Give him 15 or 20.
All right.
And then the next contract, when he's 26 or 27, that's when, your next 5 years, is going to determine whether you're a $40 million player, not what you've already done in 4 years, because you haven't shown us you're a $40 million player. You just haven't.
Okay, I'll say this. Who's to say, because I hear you, I feel you, but at the end of the day, it's Joe Lacob's job. And reading that Slater piece where he says, who cares so in regard to going into the tax, and I can't forget just a couple weeks ago, Logan Murdoch, friend of the Bay, had mentioned it, you know, Joe Lacob and the scouts had a different opinion of one Jonathan Kuminga. The one facet to this Butler trade is they didn't have to give up Kuminga, Steiny. I know how you feel. I'm not saying it's not valid, but why, when we talk about a guy like Brock Purdy, when York says we're ready for him to reset the market, we're like, what are you talking about? That carries weight. And then I feel like when Lacob says basically so, and I'll go into the tax, and I really feel like he's the biggest Jonathan Kuminga fan in the building, I think that carries a whole lot of weight. So let's just fast forward real quick. Donnie, do an exercise. If they do bring him back and he were to get 35, now you're talking to the guy that made that happen, and that's Lacob. What would you say to him? You still would think it was a mistake?
Yes, I would. I don't think we're looking at a $35 million player. That's me. Very few teams are going to have money in the offseason, and I believe that Joe Lacob thinks he's going to be able to keep Kuminga in a Warriors uniform at far less money than we think. I'm convinced that he thinks that he can get Kuminga to stay in a Warriors uniform for something really modest, like 20-ish.
And I'll tell you this.
I know it's easy to say, oh, he'll get more than that. From whom and why?
And he, again, difference of opinion, shocker. But Stoney, he may not need to, because that may come from the Dubs. If again, I have no intel. It's just a feeling I have. But I was about to tell you and share with you,
you all, I get goosebumps thinking about the Warriors and their future now that they held on to Kuminga. You see Pods emerging, Moody, QP, Santos, and now Kuminga, who to me is the shiniest object of those guys. But I'm all in for the next 2 years and Steph Curry and what's left, Stani. But a Kuminga being a part of that, I mean, damn, the Warriors are almost, you know, you got the best of both worlds looking at the future.
Well, and that's
I'm just saying, and I'm not saying that's why you go get Kuminga 40, but Stani, I'm just telling you, don't
be shocked. He doesn't even start. He's not even a starter. Like, that's the other thing.
I hear you.
And I'm convinced he will not start when he comes back to the Warriors. I think Kerr's going to bring him off the bench.
But I'm going to go Stani on Stani, the Spider-Man meme. He's 22.
Right. That's why you don't give him 40, because he's 22, and he hasn't earned it yet. He can earn that at 26 when he shows me something.
All right, what about 30?
No.
Wow, Stani.
Hit the bricks. 3 for 72. That's what I would offer him.
Man.
I don't know who's got money.
Huh?
Who's got money? I don't know that the Nets love him. 888-957-9570. Who we got waiting online here, Chick? Let me see. Put somebody. How about Nick in Ohio? We got Nick in Ohio?
Nicky.
What's up, Nick?
Hey, my brothers.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Oh, dynamite.
I just wanted to mention, first thing I noticed right away, the difference between Butler and Wiggins is, aggression or being aggressive. I remember last year a couple times, I actually heard Chris Paul out on the floor telling Andrew, be aggressive. Twice I heard it. I mean, how often do you hear players on the floor, unless they're mic'd? But I heard him say, be aggressive, be aggressive. And he was sort of aggressive. But I think that's the biggest thing I noticed. Plus, as far as KD goes, he's just a highly sensitive person. And I don't think Jimmy Butler is going to have any problem. He already recognizes Curry is the greatest Warrior of all time. I mean, so no big deal. That's my.
That's another thing is, you know, Jimmy Butler's joining this team at 35.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant joined the Warriors in his prime. I think there's a big difference there. I think that Jimmy Butler on this team right now, it feels like everybody's aligned and it's all about winning a title. Not that it wasn't with Durant, but that team was going to win a title, whether it went off the rails or not. And it did start to in that third year. But I think this year, especially when you look at, and you know what? I want to play that sound from Draymond's podcast where he talked about this being the last ride. How about GW26, Carter? Can you get that one up for me? Draymond talking about the last ride.
Like, we got Jimmy Butler. Like, this is no small deal. It's Jimmy Butler. Steph, he looked like he got belief. After the trade, he looked at me and he said, man, it's crazy because it just dawned on me that, like, this is it.
Yeah.
Like, this is
the last run.
Last ride. Like, and I said, let's do it.
Let's ride to the wheels fall off.
It's, like, let's do it.
Yeah, let's go.
It was an emotional moment.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.